All right, yeah, we've got a new officer started yesterday. Came up from California, Jay Huerta. So, sure is.
Welcome.
He comes with some law enforcement experience, so hopefully we'll have him up and running on the street and on his schedule by himself here next month or so.
Awesome. Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'll meet everybody individually, and I'll tell you my back history and story and stuff like that. Sum it up real quick. I was born and raised in California, spent my entire life there, did a little stint in the military, and then I got out and got into law enforcement. Was good to go there, but I wanted to change the place, change the pace in Alaska, and you know, here I am. So, like I said, I'll meet everybody, and I'm buying a house up there at the 9.2 Zamobia Highway. So, you know, if you're ever in that area, that's where I'll be living.
Well, your little stint in the military was 20 years in the Marines, so thank you very much. You're very gracious to say little stint. We really appreciate it, and we're really, really thankful that you're here and rounding out the team there. Thanks very much.
Yes, thank you.
Lieutenant Smith, thank you.
Welcome.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
DeLong.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
DeBoard.
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Here. Persons to heard, be heard, please. Thank you. We have one person to be heard tonight, and that's Don McConaughey, who would like to do an invocation. Don, you want to come up?
Please stand as you're able. Let us pray. Dear Lord, assist your servants as they consider the concerns of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Help them arrive at the best solutions for their many tasks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Don.
Being nobody else, Steinup, can I say one thing before I go for persons to be heard, or should I have signed up?
Can I ask that in the future for invocation if you would sign up so that we have a record of what you spoke on?
Oh, okay.
For the assembly, that
I'll sign it. I'll sign it.
We'll get you to do it after you
okay,
go ahead.
Sure. This isn't the only time in our history that we've been short on water and one thing or another. When I was on council, there was a time when Bob Pernello was city manager. He picked up the phone and he called Washington, D.C., and shortly thereafter, there was a desalination ship on its way up here. As it turned out, it got partway here, was very close, and the clouds came in and the rain fell, and so they set it back. But it's just I'm sure that venue is still open, and I know that we have a lot of congressional members in Washington, D.C. that have a love for Wrangell, and it might be something to think about.
Thanks very much, Don.
And it would help not to burn down City Hall while we're at a water shortage.
Okay, we're not talking about that. You didn't sign up for that one.
Thank you.
That was Lisa's fault, squarely. Thanks, Don.
I'm just saying.
Is there any amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to conflicts of interest. Yes, Jim.
12A, I work for Search, and as part of the packet, overall packet, Search has an IT contract in there.
And will you receive any direct benefit financially from that contract?
No.
Okay. Thank you for declaring that. I have no problem with that. Does any member have an issue with that? Thank you. Thanks for declaring that, though, Jim. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Okay. Hearing none. Consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We'll give that one to Assemblymember DeLong. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll go to poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Borough Manager's Report, Lisa.
Mr. Mayor and Assembly, I apologize. My report's going to be very short tonight. I've had a number of other matters that have kept me from being able to put together the normal notes that I would provide you at the meeting, but I will try to follow up with a couple of KYP emails that will then go into the next packet so the public will be able to see them as well. But I wanted to let you know, due to an unavoidable scheduling conflict, we are going to postpone tomorrow night's scheduled water conservation meeting. And as soon as we are able to reschedule a new date, we will get that back out to the public. We apologize for the change, but it was just unavoidable, unfortunately. So just wanted to let the public know, and if they can get the word out to anybody else they talk to, we certainly appreciate it. And we'll try to get that posted everywhere we can so that we don't have any inconvenience for folks. But Kim's already taken care of that, but if we need to get it out anyplace else, we certainly will try to do that. So other than the brief reports that are in there, I don't have anything else right now, unless the Assembly has questions about anything.
Yep, Julie.
Just on the rescheduling of the water meeting, water conservation meeting, do you have a rough idea of a time frame?
Maybe a couple weeks.
Patty?
And for the public, what is our water situation today?
I thank you for asking. I do not have a good answer for you, but we will make sure we post that.
I spoke to Roland today.
Yeah, I haven't had time to speak to him about it today.
Yeah, I spoke to Roland today briefly, and he said we're on the rise in the lower reservoir, and the upper continues to spill. So I also noticed that we're just generally around. I walk the nature trail twice a day. The water is way up, and it was dry. I mean, ponds had dried up, so we've come up a lot. There was a heavy rain last night, but we're not out of the woods by any means. So.
And we have major water usage getting ready to start here in the next week. So I thank the community and encourage them to still conserve, because we've got a lot of summer to go. And the weather is, June is still supposed to be a hot and very dry month, despite what we're seeing right now. That may or may not come to fruition. But the long-term forecast for the rest of the summer is a 50-50 chance that we will have normal or even below average precipitation. So we just don't want to chance things.
And we're still on Water Watch 1?
We are still on Water Watch 1, which is voluntary. So, but we appreciate the fact we have a lot of people calling in, asking questions. We have a lot of people calling to say, oh, I saw this. Is that okay? Is it not okay? And so we appreciate all those people being vigilant about those issues. Our thanks to the community. And I just want to, again, remind everyone that based on the community's response to us going on Water Watch, we've dropped roughly 100 gallons a minute in usage, which is amazing for our average this time of year. So thank you.
Anybody else? Questions? Yeah, Julie.
I would just encourage you to reschedule as soon as you can, just because with 4th of July and fishing.
It's just going to continue to get busier. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and water usage increase. So, and then I'm also concerned, like, oh, yeah, rain, everything's okay. So, yeah.
We need to have it on a hot, dry day. That's why I'm rescheduling, frankly, because it rained. Couldn't make the point.
It just wasn't germane.
I did have an opportunity to sit in with Lisa at the meeting. They had the first meeting of the major users. Lisa, that might be...
Oh, yeah. So to let the community know and the Assembly know, yesterday we had our first of what is going to be our weekly water management operations meeting with all the major users in town. The processors, the hospital, and the Stikine were there, along with the harbor. And normally we'd have Parks and Rec, the pool, there as well. And we all had a really fantastic discussion about stuff. And we're committing to meet once a week and talk about issues so that the processors know what's going on with the plant and cleaning, and we know what's going on with everybody else's usage. And if some anomaly's coming up, or if highs, lows, whatever it may be, that's really going to help us manage our water the best we can. And we're going to be able to report to the community what we think the needs are coming up, so that everybody can work together to manage our water usage. And I will say, one of the things that I'm going to be getting out to the Assembly is some more detailed information about the efforts that are ongoing to continue to manage water. Things are changing, updates are happening basically every day with efforts. So we're working at making sure there's a concerted effort on all levels to conserve.
Yes, Ed.
I just have a question. Are the fish fish processing plants hooked into the well out at
They are not hooked out, and the reason for that is a non-potable water source. So both fish processors are going to be using salt water to the maximum degree possible. Mm-hmm. They made significant changes in 2016 after the water concerns, and they will be using those to the maximum degree they are allowed. What's coming up right now, though, is crab season, and crab season requires a lot of intensive mm-hmm. freshwater processing. So we will have to be using our freshwater potable source in order for them to do that. But again, both of them have committed to using their salt water sources to the maximum degree possible.
So the Institute well water is not suitable for processing?
The water right now there's the Shoemaker Bay mm-hmm. well, and mm-hmm. then there were Institute. I can't remember if it was this morning or yesterday. Jeff and Roland went out and tromped all over the Institute property and were not able to locate the old wells. They looked for them and have not been able to find them. The Shoemaker Bay well right now was essentially decommissioned, and we've gotten into it, cobbling some stuff together, and are able to get water out into the tank, but nothing has been cleaned. So that can only be used as a non-potable source unless we were to literally put it in tanker trucks and mm-hmm. take it in and process it and send it through. So that's why it's being reserved for non-potable water sources like Seacon for their mm-hmm. water needs right. for the paving project, our water needs at the city for dust abatement and street sweeping and those sorts of things. So.
Okay. Yep. Should have been well logs, huh?
Yes.
Well, just so the community knows, we did do it. When Lisa first arrived, we did a tabletop.
We did a tabletop
and
assessment.
And we went through all the wells that are known in the community. Mm-hmm. None of them actually penciled out to be able to produce enough. And they looked at the historical wells and historical data as well, because that's all logged.
Right.
And we just don't have a good aquifer for well water, unfortunately.
I'm sorry. I didn't
yeah, mean, go ahead.
For a major source that could significantly right. displace or add to it. We have what I would call a handful of small, maybe pocket wells that could do like we're doing with Shoemaker. And it's possible that in the future we may want to bring some of these wells. Assemblymember Powell suggested the well from the old Stowe mobile home park. Mm-hmm. And then, like you suggested, the Institute. It's possible that we could bring some of these online and put some treatment plants, some smaller treatment plants on them. You know, well water is traditionally cleaner, and so in some instances it may just need simple chlorination in order to make it used drinkable or a potable source. So those are some things we're going to need to look at seriously, because you add up 30,000 here, 15,000 here, 20,000, pretty soon you got 100 or 200,000 gallons a day that you can deal with if necessary. So those are things we certainly need to keep in mind.
Thank you, Lisa. Is there any other questions for Lisa on her report? Okay. Kim, you're up. Borough clerk spot.
Other than notes in my report, I don't have anything, except remind the community that our household hazardous waste collection event is this weekend. So, yeah.
That's a good one.
If you look up online, you can see all the information on our website about it.
Perfect. Any questions for Kim? Okay, on to number 9, mayor and assembly business. Any assembly member have a report they'd like to make? Just give a SEEP update on our water levels. We've been watching them closely. We just received our latest update, and I'm going to put it on to my Facebook page again so people can see it. I think people found that interesting. But we are still about 15 feet below last year at this time. And last year was, again, our worst year on record. So although we have this great rain and we're starting to rise up, we petered off. We were going roughly a foot a day. We went down to a foot every 2 days. We've gone back up to a foot a day. We're still well behind our worst year. So I encourage everybody to continue to conserve. And I'd like to do a shout out to Dale Parkinson, who posted on the Wrangell Community Board about saving energy and the things he's doing and encouraging others to post. And there was some great things on there. And I really appreciate the community member taking the time to share what he's done. And he's done a sizable amount of things to try to decrease his load. So appreciate that very much. Anybody else?
Well, just to add on to that, I think the community does have this ball going, and they were looking forward to the meeting tomorrow evening. So just kind of keeping the ball going, like just post on Facebook because it gets people talking. Julie posted about drainage into buckets and just kind of checking, you know, your gutters, and that if we can just all kind of spread the word on the conservation through our own veins. If we're, you know, can't get together as a community, let's just kind of keep talking about it. Using suggestions like Dale and Julian.
Yeah, I was kind of amazed. I did a little thing up about the upper reservoir and the dry creek, and I posted that. Had 85 shares, and I went through and calculated where all those went, and the shares from those shares reached over 3,000 people. Hmm. So, you know, that you don't realize that your little post can really mm-hmm. help to inform. So Lisa and I spoke about trying to get some more of a narrative versus just a graphic that says, you know, we're a yellow alert. What does that mean, really? So if we can have a story behind it so people can really see, you know, there's no water in the creek. Julie?
Well, and then and also, I know we have our, like, stage one, stage two, stage three alert description, our document, so to speak. But maybe the city putting it on Facebook, like, in smaller, more digestible pieces, right. You know, like, one thing at a time, little chunks, little, like, you know, facts. Yeah, like, fact one off of the sheet as one post, because people don't read a lot, you know, typically.
They don't want to read the whole 16 pages.
Come on. Attention span. Yeah.
We've got the library people here tonight. Come on.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Our newspaper reporters cringing here. Okay.
I read, for the record, I read the newspaper, and I read some inaccuracies in last week's.
All right. We're moving along here. Poor Kayla. Okay. Does anybody else have any other reports or things they'd like to let the community know? Hearing none, we're going to go on to our first public hearing. Take a second to get caught up. All right. Proposed ordinance number 962 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing 18.12.050 fee schedules in its entirety and establishing a new process for fee schedules in Chapter 13.2, Parks and Recreation Department of the Wrangell Municipal Code. So this is a public hearing. I'm going to declare it open, and I will use my little dial here. Is there any other information that we need to have?
I don't think so, no, Mr. Mayor. This is the second reading and public hearing of this ordinance that removes fee schedules from the ordinance, and we will begin doing Parks and Rec fees and by resolution. And there's a resolution on the agenda tonight to adopt fees by obviously. So.
Okay.
As I mentioned at the last meeting, we will be doing this for other departments as well.
Thank you. And Kim, is there anyone who wanted to speak on it on the list? No? Is there anybody in the audience here that didn't get a chance to sign up that'd like to speak on this topic? Okay, looks like we're going to move along then. I will close this public hearing and we'll take later action in our regular. Moving on to number two.
No.
Sorry, what am I doing here? Oh, we've got a recommended motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 962.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We'll give the second to Powell. Any discussion? Hearing none. Oh, Julie.
Just, I support doing this in general because I always thought it was weird to set the fees in the ordinance. So I think this is a much more reasonable way to go about it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Okay, we're on to ordinance number 963.
Vote,
sorry. I am off my game
really
tonight.
Wants to
I am off
meet
my
that
game.
Time.
We're not voting. We're just moving along. I got to get my time in here. Full vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison.
Yes.
DeLong.
Yes.
Decker.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. proposed ordinance number 963 of the Assembly of the City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.09.045, confidential information in chapter 5.09, excise tax on marijuana of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a public hearing. I will declare the public hearing open, and I will ask if there's any administrative report on that, please, Lisa?
No, again, this is just a housekeeping matter to make sure that we have the ability to disclose the information as part of the budget.
Okay. Is there any public input? Anybody in the audience like to speak on this topic? Okay. I don't hear anybody. We're going to declare it closed. There's a recommended motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 963.
It's been moved and seconded by...
Second.
By second. The discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, moving on to unfinished business, proposed ordinance number...
No. Resolution.
Sorry?
Yes, resolution.
Proposed resolution. Oh, unfinished business. Yeah, that's what I'm moving on to. Okay, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Proposed resolution number 06191468, levying a general tax for schools.
1467. But that's okay.
I have
under
recommended motion. On my sheet, I have 1468.
Where are you?
1467. We're at 12A.
12A.
Oh, good Lord, you guys. I am so sorry.
That's
this fishing
okay.
is killing me.
Look at the top of your blue sheet on the back.
No, I didn't. What happened is that I missed my sheets. I'm missing one.
Did I not give you that one?
Yeah, I missed
I'm
that
sorry.
One. That's okay. No problem. So we'll go. I'll read it from here.
Here. Are you sure? I have one.
Fine. Proposed resolution. No, it's all good.
Okay.
Number 06191467 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting the budget for all funds of the City of Wrangell, Alaska for fiscal year 2019-2020.
It is changed.
Move to approve resolution number 06-19-1467.
Second.
Adopting the budget for all funds of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Do I have a second, Anne?
Yes, you do.
Remove the second discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, now we're on to 13A.
It's only been discussed.
Post resolution number 06191468 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2019, pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.04.010. providing for the collection of taxes due in 2019 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to approve resolution number 06-19-1468, levying a general tax for the school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2019, pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.04.010. providing for the taxes due in 2019 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been seconded. Discussion.
Who seconded that?
Yep.
Okay.
Maya.
Gilbert.
Okay.
Oh, Gilbert, I thought it was you. Sorry.
Thank you.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Lisa?
If I could just briefly, I wanted to mention, I had a conference call on Friday with the Alaska Municipal League regarding education funding and the potential impacts that there may be associated with a delay of budget passage and what that might mean for school districts getting funding. And so I will be getting a synopsis out to the Assembly regarding that. The other thing that came up during that discussion is they believe that there is going to be a move to take the minimum, right now the code, the state statute is the minimum required local contribution is the equivalent of 2.65 mils, used to be 4. There's going to be a move to take it back to a minimum of 4 as the minimum local contribution. And there is also going to be a recommendation, as I understand it, to change the base student allocation. So that is what is coming forward from the Department of Education, from the administration.
Up or down? BSA.
I believe they're intending to take the BSA down. And as I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, is that for the coming year or is that off a year?
I believe it would forward. Be off a year. So it's not year. For this, not for FY20, but for FY21.
Right. Okay.
But the other thing is, if they take the base student allocation, the additional amount of money that a municipality is allowed to contribute to their school district is based on the base student allocation. Mm-hmm. And so if that goes down, the additional amount of money that a municipality can contribute would also go down. Mm-hmm. So there are some things coming up that are concerning. And so, again, I'll get that out to you, but we may be asked to, I think AML is going to take the lead on doing an amicus brief on that joins the legislature if the administration and the legislature end up going to court, and the municipalities are going to be asked to sign on to that amicus brief. And that'll be a legal matter, one for us to decide if we want to do that. There may also potentially be, if we decide we want to sign on as additional members in that, then there potentially could be a financial obligation as well. I don't have any idea what that would be yet. Obviously, I'll be bringing that to you, but could be some major changes coming down the road.
And the school district is participating in aware?
So this conference call was just with the municipalities. AML is having separate conversations with the school districts as well. This was really about what the impacts to municipalities are going to be if there's a change to school funding. Because if there is a shutdown of the government and school, basically on the lawsuit, the governor is threatening to not make school payments. And so what that means is that municipalities may have to front fund, and there's all sorts of things going on. And the argument that is being made is if municipalities help front load funding for school districts in the absence of state funding coming in, well, then that just supports the governor's argument that municipalities have the ability to pay more for, you know, the local contribution can be more. And I said, hold the phone, folks. We have the ability to help with cash flow. What we don't have the ability to do is take on this burden year after year after year after year without coming up with our own new revenue sources. And so I just said, let's make sure we're clear about the message we're sending.
Could I ask that you please reach out to the school district and just ensure that
they are
aware,
yep,
and
yep,
they're planning and that they're on top of this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the last I heard, the legislature had approved for funding for school bonding. Is that right?
Yes. That's my understanding. But the governor still has line item veto capability.
I know. Never should have done that.
Right.
And he has a red pen, we noticed.
I know.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments on this? Hearing them, full vote, please.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I know you guys have a time here. there's a bet going, I know.
Yeah, there is.
The one other thing I wanted to mention is during our discussions regarding school bonding during our budget work sessions, one of the things that was brought up was that when we went out for our last set of bonds, there was this idea that the mill levy went up, and now that next year we will be paying off those bonds, the mill levy should be going down. Actually, Kim did the research, and what happened is what was passed was the ability to take the mill levy from 12.75 to 13 if it was necessary to make that obligation. That never happened. We've stayed at 12.75, so there will be no reduction in the mill levy because the mill levy was never taken up to account for that. So I just wanted to make that clear for everybody. The mill levy did not go up.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Anne.
What is our mill levy rate compared to Petersburg, Ketchikan, Sitka?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
I was just looking at that at AML. I think we're pretty close.
I thought we were.
Yeah,
but I didn't
big difference is the sales tax.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a big difference for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. New business B, proposed ordinance number 964 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, submitting to qualified voters a proposition to repeal Section 3-9 of the Home Rule Charter for the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Move to approve first reading of Ordinance 964 and move to a second reading with public hearing to be held on June 25, 2019.
We have a second. It's been seconded by Assemblymember DeLong. Discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. 13C, proposed resolution number 06-19-1469, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the fee schedule for the use of parks and recreation facilities and participation in parks and recreation programs.
Move to approve resolution number 06-19-1469, establishing the fee schedule for use of parks and recreation facilities and participation in parks and recreation programs.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. I just want to take a second and commend you, Kate, on the recent update in our packet and with Boom Chain's letter and you guys jumping on that to get that basketball court lit up at night for them. And
That's really nice.
You know, I just can't say enough about all that you do up there and your staff. I mean, it's just phenomenal, and we really appreciate it. And I think for that young fella to have someone take his letter seriously and go wash off the court or whatever it is you all did, I'm just so impressed. So
that was pretty cool.
It was very cool. And if the community hasn't seen that, they should take a look, because it's the cutest picture in the world. The old Boom Chain, you made his year.
Yep.
It's awesome. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Agenda item 13C, proposed resolution number 06-19-1469 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the...
We just did that one.
13D.
13D.
Oh, you guys, I am so sorry. I've got a double 13C here. You know, is there a concerted effort to make me lose my mind tonight, Kim?
It was really easy.
Hey, you had it.
Wow.
All right, but there is no 13D, so let me go to here.
I'm so sorry.
It's all good. The fact that I don't know I'm rereading the same thing is the bad part.
Pretty good.
D, proposed resolution number 06-19-1470, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget and secure rural schools funding, increasing the revenue from the secure rural schools payment in the amount of $154,475.32. From $832,105
to $986,580.32.
Numbers.
Move to approve resolution number 06-19-1470, amending the FY19 budget in the Secure Rural Schools Fund, increasing the revenue from the Secure Rural Schools payment in the amount of $154,475.32 from $832,105 to $986,580.32.
So moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been seconded by Ann. Discussion.
I think we discussed it.
I think we have discussed it to death. All right, well, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. The attorney's file is available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. 15, executive session, which is discussion with the borough attorney and borough manager on upcoming IBEW union negotiations and the City of Borough Wrangell's collective bargaining agreement. There is a recommended motion.
Move to go into executive session to discuss upcoming union negotiations and CBW's collective bargaining agreement with the borough attorney and borough manager.
Second. Move. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. We will adjourn at 7:33, but before I adjourn, I want to thank folks that came out tonight, department heads, to be here while we were discussing the budget. I really appreciate it, and I know giving up your Tuesday evening is never easy, but thank you very much. We appreciate it. So we will adjourn at 7:33.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I would also like to thank the police for being here.
Absolutely.
Our meeting. I just appreciate their presence and the introduction tonight of our new officer.
Absolutely. Thank you very much to both of you. We will adjourn at 7:33.